Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Ted Wlander. Batting second. The second baseman, Eddie Leon. Batting third. The right fielder, Vada Pinson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tony Horton. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Greg Nettles. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ray Fosse. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Roy Foster. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jack Hydman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam McDowell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sam McDowell. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Jackie Hernandez. Batting second. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting third. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ed Kirkpatrick. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Lou Piniella. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Paul Shaw. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Campanis. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Johnson. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Bob Johnson. And now, play ball. Ted Wlander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wlander takes first base on ball four. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is called out on strikes. One out. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wlander moves to second. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Campanis for a passed ball. Wlander moves to third. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pinson. The throw from Campanis and he is safe. Pinson steals second. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is called out on strikes. Two outs. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis takes first base on ball four. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Kirkpatrick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Hydman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hydman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Piniella moves to second. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw takes first base on ball four. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair bunts towards the mound. McDowell fields it and throws to first for the out. Piniella moves to third. Shaw moves to second. One out. Jim Campanis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campanis is walked intentionally. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. Hernandez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell bunts towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Olander hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Piniella. Olander reaches second base with a double. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Campanis for a passed ball. Olander moves to third. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0 for 1 in the game. Leon bunts towards first. Kirkpatrick scoops it up and throws to first, with Adair covering, for the out. Olander scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez misplays the ball. That's an error on Hernandez. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. Horton hits a pop-up towards short. Hernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelly takes first base on ball 4. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Otis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kelly moves to third. Otis moves to second. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0 for 1 in the game. Kirkpatrick takes first base on ball 4. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Piniella hits a ball on the ground towards short. Heidman fields it and throws to second for the out. Kelly scores. Otis moves to third. One out. It's Indians, 1, Royals, 1. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Shaw hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Otis scores. Piniella moves to third. It's 2-1, Royals. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 0 in the game. Adair strikes out. Two outs. Jim Campanis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campanis is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Campanis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0-for-1 in the game. Nettles hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 0-for-1 in the game. Fosse hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nettles moves to third. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-1 in the game. Foster strikes out. One out. Jack Hydman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hydman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hydman strikes out. Two outs. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell is 0-for-1 in the game. McDowell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Indians 1. The Royals will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0-for-2 in the game. Hernandez bunts towards the mound. McDowell fields it and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to second. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kelly is called out on strikes. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Otis is walked intentionally. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kirkpatrick is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ted Uhlander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhlander is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Uhlander hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Uhlander. The throw from Campanis and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Leon hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pinson hits a fly ball into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-2 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Indians 1. The Royals will come to bat. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Piniella hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hydman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Shaw takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-1 in the game. Adair hits a line drive into center field. Uhlander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Campanis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campanis is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Campanis hits a fly ball into center field. Uhlander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Indians won. The Indians will come to bat. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Nettles hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fosse is called out on strikes. One out. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Nettles. The throw from Campanis and he is safe. Nettles steals second. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-2 in the game. Foster strikes out. Two outs. Luke Klimchuk pinch hits for Jack Hydman. Luke Klimchuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klimchuk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Indians 1. The Royals will come to bat. Luke Klimchuk now playing second base. Eddie Leon now playing shortstop. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Johnson strikes out. One out. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0-for-2 in the game. Hernandez is called out on strikes. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kelly hits a line drive towards short. Leon reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell is 0-for-2 in the game. McDowell strikes out. One out. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Ulander hits a fly ball into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Leon hits a pop-up towards first. Kirkpatrick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Indians 1. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Otis strikes out. One out. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kirkpatrick strikes out. Two outs. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Piniella hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Schall hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Nettles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kirkpatrick scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pinson for the out. One out. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-3 in the game. Horton hits a pop-up towards third. Schall juggles the ball. That's an error on Schall. Ted Ford pinch runs for Tony Horton. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Nettles hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-2, Indians. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fosse hits a line drive into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-3 in the game. Foster strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Larry Brown now playing shortstop. Eddie Leon now playing second base. Chuck Hinton now playing first base. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-2 in the game. Adair hits a line drive into center field. Belander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Campanis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campanis is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Campanis strikes out. Two outs. Luis Alcaraz pinch hits for Bob Johnson. Luis Alcaraz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alcaraz hits a dribbler in front of the plate. Fosse interferes with Alcaraz, who is awarded first base. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0-for-3 in the game. Hernandez takes first base on ball 4. Alcaraz moves to second. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Kelly hits a line drive towards short. Brown reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Royals 2. The Indians will come to bat. Al Fitzmaurice now pitching. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell is 0-for-3 in the game. McDowell strikes out. Two outs. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Ulander hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fitzmaurice fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Otis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Kirkpatrick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDowell fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Piniella takes first base on ball 4. Kirkpatrick moves to second. Dennis Higgins now pitching. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Shaw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Brown. Kirkpatrick scores. Piniella moves to third. Shaw moves to second. It's Indians, 3, Royals, 3. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-3 in the game. Adair is walked intentionally. Jim Campanis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campanis is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Campanis strikes out. Two outs. Mike Paul now pitching. Jokio pinch hits for Alfitz Morris. Jokio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keo hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Royals 3. The Indians will come to bat. Mo Drabowski now pitching. Russ Nagelson pinch hits for Eddie Leon. Russ Nagelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagelson is called out on strikes. One out. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Pinson takes first base on ball 4. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pinson. The throw from Campanis and he is out, Hernandez applying the tag. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Vern Fuller now playing second base. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Hernandez hits a fly ball into center field. Belander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk, Kelly takes first base on ball 4. Phil Hennigan now pitching. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kelly. The throw from Fossey and he is out, Brown applying the tag. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and two walks. Otis is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Royals 3. The Indians will come to bat. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Fossey is called out on strikes. Two outs. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-4 in the game. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk, Kirkpatrick hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hinton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kirkpatrick for the out. One out. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Piniella hits a line drive into right field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Shaw hits a line drive into center field. Belander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Royals 3. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-1 in the game. Hinton takes first base on ball 4. Phil Hennigan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hennigan is hit by the pitch. Hinton moves to second. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Ulander is called out on strikes. One out. Duke Sims pinch hits for Vern Fuller. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims strikes out. Two outs. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Duke Sims now playing first base. Chuck Hinton now playing second base. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Adair takes first base on ball 4. Jim Campanis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Adair. The throw from Fossey and he is out, Brown applying the tag. One out. Jim Campanis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campanis is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Campanis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mo Drabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drabowski is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Royals 3. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 3-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Nettles strikes out. Two outs. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Fossey is hit by the pitch. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-5 in the game. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Drabowski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Hernandez is called out on strikes. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-4 in the game. With two walks. Kelly strikes out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 walks. Otis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0-for-5 in the game. With a walk. Kirkpatrick hits a fly ball into center field. Ulander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 14, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Royals 3. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw juggles the ball. That's an error on Shaw. Phil Hennigan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hennigan is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hennigan bunts towards first. Kirkpatrick scoops it up and throws to first, with Adair covering, for the out. Hinton moves to second. One out. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verlander is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Verlander hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0-for-1 in the game. Sims strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 14, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Piniella hits a fly ball into center field. Verlander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Schall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hinton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-3 in the game. With two walks. Adair hits a pop-up towards first. Sims settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 15, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Royals 3. The Indians will come to bat. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Drabowski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 3-for-6 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kirkpatrick fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Nettles. The throw from Campanis and he is safe. Nettles steals second. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Fosse hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 15, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Jim Campanis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campanis is 0-for-5 in the game. With a walk. Campanis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Nettles. Campanis moves to third. Jim Rooker pinch runs for Jim Campanis. Rich Severson pinch hits for Mo Drabowski. Rich Severson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sims scoops it up and throws to first, with Hennigan covering, for the out. One out. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0-for-5 in the game. With a walk. Hernandez hits a pop-up towards third. Nettles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-5 in the game. With two walks. Kelly strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 16, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Royals 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Rooker now playing left field. Mike Hedlund now pitching. Ed Kirkpatrick now catching. Lou Piniella now playing first base. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-6 in the game. Foster hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Piniella settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Hinton takes first base on ball 4. Phil Hennigan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hennigan is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hennigan bunts towards first. Piniella scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hennigan for the out. Hinton moves to second. Two outs. Ted Uhlander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhlander is 2-for-6 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Uhlander hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 16, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Bob Miller now pitching. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 3-for-5 in the game, with 3 singles and 2 walks. Otis hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Fossey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0-for-6 in the game. With a walk, Kirkpatrick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 2-for-6 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Piniella is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Shaw hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 17, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Royals 3. The Indians will come to bat. Ellie Rodriguez now catching. Ed Kirkpatrick now playing first base. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0-for-2 in the game. Sims hits a pop-up towards third. Shaw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 1-for-6 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 17, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-4 in the game. With 2 walks. Adair hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Rooker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rooker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sims fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Mike Hedlund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hedlund bunts towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. Rooker moves to second. Two outs. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0-for-6 in the game. With a walk, Hernandez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rooker scores. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.